5, 4, 3, 2, 1.
Wendy Bell. She says only the truth.
Welcome to your daily dose of fact.
Well, our greatest responsibility is to serve our communities.
The El Paso, Las Cruces communities.
Eastern Iowa communities.
Mid-Michigan communities.
We are extremely proud of the quality, balanced journalism that CBS 4 News produces.
But
we are concerned about troubling and irresponsible one-sided news stories plaguing our country.
The sharing of biased and false news has become all too common on
CBS News.
Some media outlets publish these same fake stories without checking facts first.
And that is what they did. They buried the Hunter Biden story before the election because they were like, we can't risk having the election thrown to Trump. We'll tell them after the election.
And we know for a fact that that's what they did?
Of course. You don't follow
this. I don't know what they did.
I know, because you only watch MSNBC.
No,
the time has come. I've had enough. I'm taking back my land.
Live across the fruited plain and from sea to shining sea. 3 hours of bold truth, excellence, and optimism for America. The Wendy Bell Radio Program.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour number three of the Wendy Bell Radio Program. And it is, I have to share this with you. And I believe in this. And I hope you do as well, because I need your help. I believe in prayer. I do. Whether you pray alone or you go to church, whether you believe if two people together can summon God, whatever your thoughts. We just heard from Carrie Lake's team. Her sister has been hospitalized with a brain tumor, and it is being operated on as we speak. So her team was beyond upset to share this with us. They had to cancel Breitbart, they had to cancel Newsmax, and obviously we understand. I want to say this. If you do pray, please do, because anybody who's gone through anything familial like this, and especially something as delicate as a brain tumor, a very serious, serious procedure. And they promised me that they will reschedule with me, but there's nothing they could do. And I certainly understand. It's part of the deal, ladies and gentlemen, but it's a different ballgame when it's someone you love. There's just no option, and I get it. So I'm deeply apologetic to all of you. We were very excited to have her on. But look, all of this reminds us that there are much more important things in our lives than politics and what we're going through. But we do have news from Carrie Lake. Now, this is very interesting, and this is what she was going to join us today and drop on this program pretty much first. And I was really excited about that, and she will come. So apparently the Arizona Supreme Court, and it's funny to read the headlines, because if you read the Arizona newspapers, who apparently are almost all against her, and isn't that a shame? You can't just cover the news. She has been granted, according to the Arizona Supreme Court, they are going to be hearing her case following losses in other lower courts. Now, we're told that Katie Hobbs, without debating, without campaigning, without talking about the issues, and with just being a decidedly annoying individual, somehow managed to beat Carrie Lake by a little more than 17,000 votes. We also know that there were rampant problems, a la the general election of 2020. It was almost as though it was the same playbook, just focused and localized. I just invented a new word. In Arizona, in Maricopa County. So what do we know that they had presented? They had tabulators that weren't working, that disenfranchised how many thousands and thousands, specifically of conservative voters. They had, I'm hearing, as many as 245,000 ballots that were rejected by the tabulators because the paper and the images were wonky, which is so peculiar to have something like that happen when you have a couple years every single election cycle to prepare, right? The lines, the tabulators, the papers, all of these problems. And then they had voter signature verification issues, sort of like they did in 2020 here in Pennsylvania when the Secretary of State threw out all of the rules and said, you know what? Forget when the mail-in ballot was time-stamped. We'll take it whenever it gets here. And, you know, it's so like, because of COVID, forget the whole voter signature, you know, verification thing. We're going to chuck that out. It doesn't matter. Really. So here is the story. Former Republican Arizona gubernatorial candidate Carrie Lake has touted a new poll, though, as she continues to challenge her defeat in the 2022 election to Democrat Governor Katie Hobbs. And I cannot tell you if this is what moved the state Supreme Court to rule in her favor on this. We're going to get to this Rasmussen reporting. 51% of Arizona voters who said they had voted in the governor's race had cast their ballots for Lake, while 43% said they had voted for Hobbs. That is what you would call a landslide victory for Carrie Lake. So this is the news. Arizona Supreme Court denies most, but not all, of Carrie Lake's claims challenging the election verification process. Losing the midterm race in Arizona by about 17,000 votes, this is the article. The Arizona Supreme Court is reviewing only one, but one, of the seven claims in former GOP nominee Carrie Lake's lawsuit alleging inaccuracies in the state's ballot counting process after she lost her 2022 gubernatorial race. Lake lost the election to now Governor Katie Hobbs by roughly 17,000 votes, but she's challenging the results in a lawsuit questioning ballot printer accuracy and the application of signature verification procedures, specifically in Maricopa County, Arizona. In February, the Arizona Court of Appeals denied Lake's request to throw out ballots and overturn the results of the 2022 election. Quote, Lake's arguments highlight election day difficulties, semantics, but her request for relief fails because the evidence presented to the Superior Court ultimately supports the court's conclusion that voters were able to cast their ballots, that votes were counted correctly, and that no other basis justifies setting aside the election result, the appeals court wrote after its decision. In the latest development Wednesday, and this dropped about 11 o'clock last night, Arizona Supreme Court ruled that a lower court had mistakenly thrown out Lake's claim regarding the signature verification process. And on Twitter late last night, Lake herself said the development was huge. At this time, the high court has declined to hear any of the other claims challenging the Arizona gubernatorial election results. Now, despite losing her race in the 2022 midterms, and I hate saying that because I believe, like you believe, that until things are actually investigated and the evidence is truthfully presented, how do you know? Lake is rumored to have her eye on the state Senate seat, which is up for 2024. In early March, however, the former news anchor revealed she is still committed to becoming Arizona's governor. She says, I'm 100% dedicated to serving as Arizona's governor, she told Fox News Digital. I will also work to make sure President Trump gets back into the White House ASAP. Anything outside of those two goals is nothing but a distraction. Our best days are ahead of us, she says. And it all starts with electing America First candidates all across the country. Reports have also emerged that former President Trump is strongly considering her as his 2024 running mate. And that is according to Axios, which, of course, we were going to be asking her. And we will when that day comes. Again, if you're tuning in, I'm sorry, the disappointing news, though understandable. Carrie Lake had to pull out of this interview today because her sister has a brain tumor, and they just found out that the surgery was moved up to today, and so they were scrambling this morning, and they let us know not that long ago. So anyway, this Rasmussen poll, why is this significant? 51% of Arizona voters who said they had voted said they voted for her. 43% said they had voted for Hobbs. And if you look at the margin of error there, it would still give Lake a resounding win. Now, people are saying you're grasping at straws. Just let it go. And here's my problem with that. Americans will not be comfortable. They will not feel as though they can believe in the election system unless cases like these are properly litigated. And a judge saying that we're not going to hear this case does not mean that there is no case. But up until now, no cases have been heard. They haven't been heard in Pennsylvania. They have not been heard in Michigan. They have not been heard in Arizona. Carrie has a very interesting perspective here, and she does have an opportunity to finally present the evidence which might induce other judges to reconsider what they've decided. Who knows? Look, this is how I feel about the vaccine schedule. We know so much that is so dark and indefensively dirty in the pharmaceutical industry vis-a-vis FDA, CDC, NIH, NIAID, all of it. So that a large chunk of Americans not only are going to be suspicious and skeptical of any kind of guidance for any new bug or health concern or pandemic, they're going to out and out refuse all future medical interventions as advised by these agencies. The harm that has been created, and then using you as a skeptic, as you well should be, and demonizing you as a denier or a hoaxer or what have you, is what really creates the divide in this country. Period. So wait, I almost forgot. I want to tell you quickly about our friends at Birch Gold. So you heard, saw the Fed kicked up our interest rates, right? Another 0.25%. Everybody's getting very sketched out about what's happening with the banking situation, right? People are looking at their 401ks, their IRAs. They're wondering, what do they have in there that's tangible, that they can hold on to, that has actual value, that isn't tied into some kind of paper? Well, it's gold. And that's why we've teamed up with Birch Gold. They've been doing this for years. They know how to get you these assets, and they can get it in your portfolio or they can get it in your hand at your house. And if you go to birchgold.com/Wendy right now and you ask them for a free information kit, they're going to send something to your house that's going to allow you to read all about what they offer. And if you sign up and you purchase a qualifying amount of gold, they're going to send you a free safe, a home safe, in order to store your gold personally. One more time, birchgold.com/Wendy, birchgold.com/Wendy. All right, so as the left is demonizing Carrie, like, oh, just let it go, you lost, right? So is the left continuing to beat the drum about Donald Trump. We've got a great montage I want to drop on you. How long have they been completely pushing for his impeachment? You're going to laugh when you hear this. It's great. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. All right, so I want to play this for you. Brooke, how long is this? I'm looking on the... It's 3:42. All
right, this is 3:40.
I'll get to it quickly. All right.
Well, we don't have to play the whole thing. We can get the gist of it.
Okay, okay. So we were just talking off camera about, or off the radio, about how we just both feel so sick that that Carrie is going through this problem with her sister needing, you know, surgery for a brain tumor. Like, it just makes you sick, and it does really remind you what is real and what is necessary in life, and that's love. love and family. And that trumps everything. And we were just talking about how we were both on pins and needles when we knew that President Trump was going to be calling into our show, because his people had called in advance. And Brock and I were both kind of expecting somebody to please hold for the president, right? And so we're separated through glass. And when the phone rang and Brock answers Wendy Bell Radio, while I can't hear it, Brock sits up like at attention and he's like, Mr. President, it's great to hear your voice. It was the cutest thing.
Well, it's not what you're used to hearing in my position.
No, it's not. And he didn't say, this is the president. He said, this is Donald Trump.
Hi, this is Donald Trump.
Right. And you know, I'm gonna hold the video for the next half hour. I think it's important. And it was really cute. And so we had this wonderful conversation with the president. I think this was in September or so. And he spoke to us, you know, they were telling us he only has 8 minutes. And I was like, okay. So we took him for what? Like 17?
14. We had him for 14 minutes.
14 minutes. We totally pushed all limits. But he likes to talk, and we were so grateful to hear his voice. And I think people were hungry for it. And then he had said to us, and this is why I'm so frustrated by these rabid leftist attacks on anyone who just speaks common sense or speaks anything that's contrary to the narrative. So at the end of the conversation, he says something very kind. He's like, we've been watching you. Whether or not that's true, it was a lovely comment. And he's like, we're very proud of what you've been doing. It might be true because his whole family's been on the show and his whole cabinet, for God's sakes, right? And at the end, he said, so are you going to be coming to the rally? And there was going to be a rally that weekend in Wilkes-Barre, Pennsylvania. And I said, well, you know, I haven't really got an invite. And he's like, well, consider yourself invited, blah, blah, blah. So Brock's like, all right, well, we're going to go to this rally. And he says, and please come back to meet me.
Well, let's be honest. I was not expecting, you know, he said that, but you're like, okay.
Yeah, right. And so Brock's like, are we going? And I said, unless I get a phone call from somebody from his administration or his team, we're not going anywhere. And wouldn't you know, later that day, bring. And then I texted you and I'm like, answer your phone.
No, you called me like, make sure you answer your phone and don't screw around. It's Secret Service.
And so Brock answers and we're like, okay, so we're going to make the 4-hour drive. And Brock drove me and we went. And this was the great thing about President Trump, which I think is special. And I see this in Carrie Lake too. And I see this in Doug Mastriano. And I see this in Scott Jensen. We get and we're standing in line to take photographs with him, right? It's all very, you can't have a phone, you can't have anything on you, you can't blah, blah, blah. And so we finally go back and it's been several days and he knows exactly who we are. And he shakes my hand and he's like, that was a great interview. And he shakes Brock's hand and he's like, what did he say? Anything?
Well, do you remember he took a picture mm-hmm. of the three of us.
I was going to say
that. And then
that.
He said, well, wait a second. Mm-hmm. I want one with Wendy and I want with Brock Shepard too.
Which was super cute. And even people don't do that. The president of the United States, you don't think does that, right? And he said to me, he says, do you mind if I get one with Brock alone? And I'm like, no, that's fantastic. I love it.
I mean,
this.
Can you blame him?
Of course.
And, I didn't even give him the hug. You do it.
I know. And I know you secretly wanted to give him a big, warm hug because you're so touchy-feely like that. But anyway, as we're walking away after taking the picture, and I've got my phone in my pocket, which makes me look like I've got a really big, messy backyard, which was perfect.
Messy backyard. That could be the funniest thing you've said since I've known you. And you don't say a lot of funny things, but
he says to us afterwards, he goes, hey, Wendy. And I turned around and I said, yes, Mr. President. And he said, do you think I can come back sometime? And I'm like, we'll see if we can squeeze you in. See, that is our experience with President Trump. And I want to play for you this just crazy, rabid, ugly, accusatory nonsense. These folks who stand up for America, who stand up for you and for me, don't do it for the fame or the glory or the power. It certainly ain't because of the money, because the money sucks. They do it for love of what's behind me, the American flag. And we're going to chew on that. Got an audio clip for you. Got to hear. Don't go anywhere. You're tuned into the Wendy Bell Radio program. Welcome back to the Wendy Bell Radio program. You know, I struggle to come up with, in my fair mind, And I believe I'm fair. I know I'm fussy. I know I can get feisty. But to a fault, I am honest. I struggle to come up with one daggone thing that these Democrats and this administration has done that has been good for any of us. Cherry picking winners and losers is not among them. Endlessly trying to take down Donald Trump is not one of them. Pushing things on us, stealing our freedoms, trying to drive a wedge between parents and children, indoctrinating our kids in college, and that happened years ago. Heck, that was going on in the 90s when I was in college. They've done everything wrong. Every single thing wrong. The way I feel about knowing Carrie Lake's sister is having brain surgery right now, sort of scratches the surface of how I have felt about the January 6th defendants. I would not say to you that any of the Antifa thugs or Black Lives Matter, whatever, people who did so much damage for literally two summers, I would not submit to you that an adequate punishment would be for them to be thrown in solitary confinement for nearly a full year. I just wouldn't. That's not an appropriate punishment. But there is a vengeance. There is a loathing, seething vengeance for those of us who don't get with their narrative, who dare to speak up, who dare to question, who dare to be independent, and who dare to love America. That Jacob Chansley, for walking around the Capitol, has spent nearly a year by himself, 23 hours a day, in a box, absolutely destroys me. But what's even darker is the chorus of celebration on the left, the jeers, the ugliness, the rhetoric, the vile commentary. They are so hypocritical and yet mesmerized by their own hypocrisy. They're entranced. I want you to hear now how desperate to take down one man these people are. Look, I don't know about you, but I'm a busy woman. I'm up early. I'm worrying about what I'm going to make for dinner. Do I need to thaw something out? I got bills to pay. I have a husband I need to take care of because he works crazy hours. I have kids who are relatively self-sufficient, but all of them need help. We have a house that needs to be cared for. I don't have time to hate someone with such a prevailing passion that it drives my entire being. And so I don't understand what it is about Donald Trump. But I want you to hear part of a reel that goes back to 2017. Maybe we'll play half of it because it's super long. That shows you how long they've hated him, how awful they've been to him with thin facts, with twisted evidence, and with one overarching goal: to destroy. Go.
58 House Democrats have recently voted to advance articles of impeachment.
Impeach him first and then indict him.
Yes, the president, a sitting president, can be indicted.
Even if the president were to
somehow find some way to terminate Mueller, the indictments would continue to grind.
You could impeach anybody on anything. You can try and indict.
He is not functioning as the president of the United States. Frankly, if he ever gets indicted, he'll have insanity as a defense, I suppose, from a criminal charge. But it's hardly, you know, this is a serious matter.
You're starting to hear people talk about the possibility that Donald Trump leaves office in 2 years and then finds himself in the crosshairs of these New York prosecutors. This sitting president can and should be indicted.
President, there for sure is more than likely going to serve some jail time.
It's clear that Trump is the target and he'll be indicted eventually.
On the day Donald Trump leaves office, the Justice Department may indict him.
Now there is talk of jail time for the president.
That Mueller could indict the president for obstruction of justice.
Donald Trump should be indicted for calling a cooperating witness a rat.
He should have been indicted.
The sitting president can be indicted by the Justice Department.
Why aren't we at the target, Trump, having committed crimes to get the presidency? So why aren't we at an indictment yet?
I think there's generally consensus the president has probably committed indictable crimes.
It's very strongly in favor.
You know, I cut it two-thirds early. Had Brock just pull the plug on that. This is where we are. Meanwhile, on the flip side of their derangement, it is a disease. There's no other way for me to describe it. It's not just a feeling. It's an obsession. This is what your government has done. You know Julie Kelly from American Greatness, senior writer for them. Deeply involved with all developments January 6th. She's on the button with all things in the court cases. FBI informant was embedded in January 6th defense team, lawyers allege. Oh, this takes dark and dirty and deranged to a whole new level. Not only are we going to entrap you, and there's evidence that the FBI, posing as other people, tried to get the Proud Boys and Oath Keepers to do unlawful things vis-a-vis January 6th. We also know that FBI agents, at least 20 of them, were inside the Capitol during all of this. Doing what exactly? Where's the video? Why don't we see it? Now you know. But to infiltrate a defendant's defense team? That is a special kind of evil. Here's the story. At least one Proud Boys member on trial for the January 6th storming of the U.S. Capitol had a previously concealed FBI informant set to appear as a witness in their case. A defense attorney said Wednesday. What? Had a previously concealed FBI informant set to appear as a witness in the case, a defense attorney said Wednesday. Former Proud Boys national chairman Enrique Tarrio and members Ethan Nordine, Joseph Biggs, Zachary Rell, and Dominic Pizzola are all on federal trial after being accused in a June 2022 indictment of conspiring to, quote, oppose the lawful transfer of presidential power by force. Ladies and gentlemen, they got no weapons on anybody from January 6th. How do you do that? The government revealed Wednesday that a witness scheduled to appear in the defense case today had been an FBI confidential human source from April of 2021 to at least January of this year. Rell's lawyer said in a court filing obtained by American Greatness's Julie Kelly. The source had been in electronic contact with one or more of the defense counsel and at least one defendant over that period, participated in prayer meetings with one or more defendants' family members, and talked with one of the defendants' family members about replacing one of the defense counsel, the filing alleges. Rell and his fellow defendants subsequently started preparing a motion to dismiss their indictment or hold an evidentiary hearing. What did they do to Donald Trump? They found something that was a lie and they ran with it for 7 years. What are they doing to these folks? They embedded people connected to the FBI to create information, obfuscate the facts, and indict men who are likely innocent of every single charge. So let's just review. We can't trust the pharmaceutical industry to make meaningful products that are beneficial realistically for real diseases, because we wondered that they maybe created them. We can't trust our medical institutions because they fire people like Dr. John Littell, who speak up and tell the truth and demonize anything that's contrary to their agreed upon narrative with the government. We can't trust the CDC or the FDA, the NIH or the NIAID, because we know that they've lied. They've lied about adverse events. They wanted to hide evidence of deaths. Fauci lied under oath about gain-of-function research. And many of us with discerning minds, and that would be the lion's share of you listening, have strange feelings about Fauci's role in the creation of said virus. We can't trust our Justice Department because they go after people like you and like me who love America, who believe in law and order, who believe in the right to peacefully protest, who believe in the right to free speech. We can't trust our systems of higher education because they're indoctrinating kids left and right and forcibly removing people whose views are contrary to whatever the leftist narrative is. Can you trust that Carrie Lake lost and that Donald Trump did too? Is that so much of a stretch? What do they give you to believe in? I can't think of anything. And isn't that an absolute shame? 5% interest, all 60 months. 5-year safe money annuity. Simple as that. I don't even need 30 seconds to tell you about what Tom Yakupin has, because it sells itself. The 5-year safe money annuity, if you have a deposit of $100,000 or more, say you're moving some money out of IRAs, 401ks, bank CDs, what have you, or out of a savings account that's earning you nothing, why not consider the 5-year safe money annuity? Every single year, you're going to earn 5% interest on that money. If you don't have $100,000, but you have at least $25,000, you're going to get 4.8%. These are easy ways that you can grow your nest egg without being up at night wondering what happens. What if the banks fail? What if everything goes haywire? Whew. Deep breaths. 724-228-7187. 724-228-7187. WestPennLife.com. Joe Rogan. You know, Joe Rogan, Dave Chappelle, Bill Maher, even Van Jones, becoming these almost moderate voices of reason. Not always, but more commonly than most people on the left. Joe Rogan said something very intriguing yesterday, and it has to do with independent journalists. I like it. Next on the Wendy Bell Radio program. Stop barking at me in there. Wow.
Well, when you put your hands on the desk and you start doing things and dancing,
it makes everything jiggle.
You know, like the judge in the camera.
Wow. Oh, my. So I think it's been very interesting to see people who had been what we would consider exceedingly left come forward and be not so left because their party left them at left and turned a wicked progressive left and became Marxist, socialist, communist wackos. Look, they might want to call us the alt-right. How many people do you know who are really outrageously, staunchly, rigidly alt-right? I don't even know what that means. What does that mean? What, you walk around with the Bible all the time? What do you, walk like Jesus? What are you doing? I don't know. I don't know anybody like that. I know people who love America and don't want to be taxed into oblivion. I know people who love America, don't want to be taxed into oblivion and like safe borders, right? Safe schools. Beyond that, I don't know what the heck you're talking about. And I think this is a great development, by the way. Ron DeSantis now moving along some legislation to completely eliminate, not just in K-3, but in 4-12 as well, all talk about sex and gender ideology. Get it the hell out of our schools. I like that. I don't remember having to have these conversations with. I don't even know who my teachers were, let alone how they, you know, who they slept with. Right? Joe Rogan, though, on his podcast said something very interesting. Did you bleep out the bad word? Okay.
Really?
I just wanted to make sure because
if not, I have a button.
It's an FCC violation. We want to follow the rules here. He said something very intriguing about independent journalism. And one of the reasons I was so excited to talk to Carrie Lake. Yes, I wanted to talk to her about the election stuff. Yes, yes, yes. But she's a former news anchor, as am I. We worked about the same amount of time, got to the same level in our careers, local news, whatever. I wanted to ask her a very simple question. What was the point at which you realized that the game is totally rigged, that there is no objectivity in local news, that it was done, that the media were dead? Because Joe Rogan identifies that in this soundbite, and I want you to hear it now. Check it out.
Because if it was not for independent journalism, we would be in a pickle. We would be in a really bad state. Because a lot of people got duped by the pharmaceutical industry, the medical industry, the industrial, military industrial complex. They've been duped by so many different companies and corporations that have a vested interest in getting one narrative out. And if you can get that narrative out through the traditional pipelines of mainstream media with no one fact-checking, no one interfering, no independent journalist saying, actually, that's not true at all. Here's why they did that. This was the influence. Here's where the money is. We have emails. We can show you. They were influenced. If it wasn't for them, we would be And it's one of the beautiful things about the internet today. The internet today allows people like that to thrive because these mainstream media corporations are so corrupt. They're so obviously indebted to the companies that pay for their advertising.
100% correct. And isn't that a shame? And while I wouldn't have wanted to drone on about our co-commiserating over the demise of what had been a pretty powerful watchdog for our government, for everything, it's over. It's over. And now people like James O'Keefe and Project Veritas, which they tried to shut down. And so he brought it back and he did what we did. Shut me down once, shut me down twice, shut me down thrice. You're not going to do it again. And so I created something myself. That is America. That is the pro-American entrepreneurial magnificence that we speak about on this program. Because we don't censor. We don't lie. We will not deceive. Period. And because those of us who won't kowtow to the narrative, because they can't control us anymore, maybe that's where the derangement is fed. I want to thank you guys for being here. I know a lot of you probably jumped in today, first time you've ever been here. And we invite you to come back. We're here every single day, 3 hours a day. We have wonderful guests periodically, but not commonly. We don't take a lot of calls. We try to give you what we believe is the most important stuff that you need to know so that you can make the best decisions for you and your family. And if you would, please download the Wendy Bell Radio app and give us a follow. That's how we grow. That's how we continue this great experiment called individual journalism. Independent, I would say. I'm Wendy Bell. Pleased, I would say, to have you guys here. And we'll see you back here tomorrow. Peace.